The following is a presentation of WrestleChat.net and the CLW 83 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
For over 5 years, with over 250 episodes, the North American Wrestling Connection, NAWC, wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net present the NAWC, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
I gotta tell you, these things are real. Since I joined these men, I have seen shit that'll turn you white.
Real Wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
No name resonates more in the world of sports or entertainment than that of Bruno Sammartino. It is with great pleasure that we induct the living legend into the WWE Hall of Fame.
You believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable!
This explains why most of the Northeast is covered in snow. Hell is so frozen over, it's boiled into the country. So, bundle up and have a chair. We're here at the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I have a handful of the rabble around me. First, somebody who's still digging himself out, Mr. Jason Block.
Good evening, Nikki. And yeah, I honestly never thought in my lifetime the day that happened on Monday would happen. Honest to God, did not think so.
And somebody else who might have a little snow up to his neck, Jim Williams?
More like to my ankle at best, but hey, beggars can't be choosers, and I'm so upset over that. Note the smirk on my face that I don't have to shovel.
And somebody who's probably pointing and laughing at us because there is no snow in his forecast, Ethan Muslin.
No, we have snow. It's just in liquid form.
And in the mountains.
I wish I had the arm to throw snowballs at Ethan at this moment. But, okay. But to our intro and to the absolute truth, hell has bloody frozen over.
Pigs have flown.
Just, you know, our minds were blown 3 years ago when Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart reconciled. I had to be there in person because I didn't think it was going to happen. This is still something that is blowing minds all over the internet. Bruno Sammartino, Mr. The WWE can go fuck themselves one way or the other. I'm not interested. Was finally paid a call by the evil boss, Dr. Levesque. Because while Vince is getting his hip replaced with one of his, never mind, with one of his grapefruits, Hunter's having a chat with the legend, and by God, he got him, Jim.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people talk about legacy. What will Triple H's legacy be? It's not going to be for anything in the ring. It's going to be for this. Because he buried a hatchet that was decades old when it comes to Sammartino and the WWF slash E and Vince McMahon and what have you. And a lot of that has to do with, the 6 degrees of separation game because, well, it's not even 6 degrees, it's maybe one or two. They both had the same trainer, I believe, in Killer Kowalski. That was the mediating ground, if you will, for lack of better terms, the common bond between
one of them, actually.
One of them, yeah. Go ahead, Jason. Elaborate further, if you so desire.
One of the other things. By the way, it was very ironic that the story first broke on ESPN, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
This story broke on a mainstream sports website, the mainstream sports website. The second thing that really brought him into the hall was the fact that Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is the head of the wellness program, is the doctor for Bruno Sammartino, and did some and basically changed his mind in a lot of ways to what's going on, that it's not a drug addicted, you know, we don't care about the wrestlers place anymore.
Well, yeah, and Randy Orton be damned. Oh, wait, did that come out? I'm sorry.
Aww.
But no, but the point, though, I'm going to make, though, is...
Is this.
Baby oil!
No, I wasn't going there for that, actually, for once. It was,
sorry,
you know,
too easy. Go on.
I know, but if you have the wellness problem, Banhammer will be thrown without any caution to the wind. So, that's part of it, too, I think.
And the... And what some people don't realize is that when you have a common denominator, in this case Kowalski, Ethan, that mends a lot of bridges in the wrestling business. That is why, you know, when you talk to a wrestler, you hear family, brothers, they mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it absolutely does, and the fact that you have those kinds of connections really does help, you know, bring some commonality to people. Mm-hmm. The fact that you have the doctor helping out with wellness, you have Hunter and Bruno both being trained by Kowalski, it brings them a lot more closer and brings a lot more common ground to build on.
And with him finally going into the Hall of Fame, Jason, he's doing it in your backyard.
He's selling out Madison Square Garden again, and be damned, you know, I got a ticket. I'm going.
Where are you sitting? No shit, where are you sitting?
nosebleed, but I don't care. I'm in the building, okay?
Do what I did in Chicago.
What's
when
that?
When you get there, go up to the window and see if you can get closer. Seriously, when Brett got inducted?
Uh-huh.
We walked into the facility and asked if they had any other tickets. They released some stuff. We were three rows behind the wrestlers.
Maybe. But I will say this. First of all, I think this legitimately has increased Triple H's image as a wrestling guy about tenfold. Don't you think?
Well, that's because it's something to slap the number threes around when they say that the reason that Hunter does all of this is because he likes to brag about himself and say that he was the best thing since sliced bread. But Hunter does have a mind for the business. This is documented.
Mm-hmm.
This is documented, and anybody, you know, if you go look it up in Unscripted, he talks about how he would dig out tapes from Sammartino's time and watch those. So people will say, well, name a great match that he had. The Mankind's retirement match, the street fight, I believe it was.
Bad Blood 04. Yeah, and by the way, sorry, Bret Hart, you're wrong. No offense.
Mind you, Brett was over in WCW during what a lot of the internet calls the golden era of the Evil Doc, 99 through 2001. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the butt hurt on the internet started at the beginning of 2003 when Hunter is running around injured with the title and supposedly holding everybody down. Well, okay, let's see. They didn't trust Rob Van Dam. Kane didn't want it. Booker T, this is anecdotal, but if you watch his the Booker T Triple H match at WrestleMania 19, watch. I don't know if it's on. I don't know if it's on the DVD, but I remember from the live broadcast that there was a very brief ref sex. We didn't know who it was for, but it must have been for Booker. You know, I'm not making excuses for the doc. I'm just going off what I remember, and if I remembered wrong, I remembered wrong. But everybody's like, "Oh, you know, he buried everybody." No. He is doing what he can for the business, and now that he's doing it in a suit, pardon me while I double geek. The evil boss, Dr. Levescu, has max ranks in bluff and diplomacy with a few in intimidation, but he couldn't use them here. This is Bruno freaking Sammartino. Go ahead. Try and intimidate him.
Now, here is the other thing where hell is going to freeze over here. Triple H is mediating a face-to-face between Bruno and Vince.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's we're getting back to that Wrath of God stuff we were talking about in the intro.
Yeah, exactly, because they said he said that burying the hatchet is not something that you should do over by the phone.
No.
Exactly. They were both up for calling each other, but exactly, you want to go old school, you go old school all the way.
Right. And that was part of the reason that some of this worked, because Hunter flew himself to Pittsburgh and knocked on Bruno's door and says, "Hey, you got a minute? Let's talk." So they got this all hammered out. He's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's going to be doing some other work with the WWE. He's actually going to stick around. It's not just going to show up and wave to everybody at me and go home.
According to the various sources quoted from WrestleChat.net, smirk. There we go. That'll keep me in Brett's good ear for like 5 seconds. First of all, he's getting paid comparable to one of their top stars for a WrestleMania payoff, so you can put one and one together there. He's going to also be involved after the induction. He's going to be asked to be a part of various DVDs on his era of wrestling, the 60s, the 70s, what have you. He's going to do voiceovers for some of his matches, and it looks like there will even be a Bruno Sammartino DVD release in the offing in the not too distant future, and he'll be a part of the Legends Roundtable shows as well. When they
pre-order, I'm pre-ordering now. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Seriously, can you imagine some old, because the kids don't know
exactly.
They don't know who he is.
They just know him as a horrible announcer on the you know.
And the kids say, "Oh, that's that old guy that never says anything. You know, says anything nice about WWE. He must be a TNA fan."
Oh, we'll have more on that in a moment.
I'm gonna get kicked off the show again, ain't I?
No.
But no, this is mind blowing news, and I need to formally apologize to our fan base because we should have done an emergency broadcast shortly after the announcement was actually made. So to our listeners, I sincerely apologize because you know all this already.
Yes, but we have a chance to discuss it. We've done so. We go on from there.
So, now the question is, are there any really big wrestling beefs left, and who inducts Bruno?
It's got to be Vince.
I was going to say, I dare Vince if he's up to
it. No.
Do you think Trips does it?
I'm thinking of one of two people, either Trips or George.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the liaison between the two eras, really.
Mm-hmm.
I could see either one. Yeah,
I think Hunter's gonna do it because he wants to stroke his ego. No, he's gonna do it because he's gonna see the entire process through. Yeah, there'll be some grousing, but he's just gonna smile.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, but you gave the people what they want, and you're gonna make this the greatest Hall of Fame class of all time.
I mean, that's good for business anyway.
Yeah, well, exactly. I've joked enough times with you guys about this before. They could put Mike Adamley in the Hall of Fame this year, and it would still not derade or deride the class that is in, well, okay, that's a stretch. But you get what I'm saying.
No, Stretch Armstrong couldn't stretch that much.
Well, no, I mean, you've got Foley, Backlund, Trish, and Bruno. Damn, okay?
And Trish is the weak link, and she's not really a weak link, so.
No!
No, she's just got, that's some stiff competition, and you can take that any way you wish.
Ducky, ducky.
Ducky, quack, quack, yeah.
But so to that, you know, we've got a hell of a class. They don't have to induct anybody else, really.
But they're
short of a celebrity wing person at this point.
Which there are some names being bandied about.
Are they still talking? Are they still trying to get Mr. T? Because I don't think he'll do it.
No.
No, I don't think he'll ever do it.
Jason, go ahead and say you were going to say it.
Cyndi Lauper is rumored.
No, actually, this is interesting. Mick Foley wants Bob Barker in.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yes, please do.
Indeed.
I'm sorry. He's still, you know, at least in the American market. I've read a couple of threads where international people are like, "What? You know, who the hell is this guy?" But in the American market, Bob Barker was probably the guy when it came to the guest hosts.
Mm-hmm. The man won a Slammy, folks. Come on.
But exactly. He got it.
Oh, he earned it. Of course, Chris Jericho helped him.
But he got it.
Mm-hmm. You know, he got it. But he's been doing live TV, you know, since long before any of us were born, so.
Yeah. This is about 1955 or 56, almost 60 years now.
Pretty much. Hey, if they can induct Drew Carey, they can induct Bob Barker, okay?
Yeah, I'm glad that Bob didn't get in first. Oh, wait.
Ah,
am I being bad by saying that?
No.
Okay. I'm just also trying this though. The rumor is that because Bruno got in, they're actually going to have a Wrestling Hall of Fame, a building.
Finally, yes. Freaking finally. Okay, sorry.
That would be nice. That
and I believe the rumored city is Orlando.
Ew.
Well, everything's in Orlando. Including TNA.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about him yet.
Okay. Fair enough.
Or do you, I mean, we can talk about it now because, I mean, hashtag TNA ruins everything.
Oh, my.
Everything?
Everything on the planet, right, Shane?
Be honest, I barely keep up with TNA Impact itself, let alone hashtag TNA, so I'll just go ahead and agree.
Okay.
Good man.
So, no, let's just put it this way. TNA has earned their other moniker, hashtag LOLTNA. Not that everybody's happy about it. Let me start with the big one. The big fail, which pretty much obliterated my Facebook for a day or two, was regarding the Gut Check Challenge, which we've talked about in prior episodes. And I knew three guys out there that were in this thing: Chance Prophet, Facade, and Sammy Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, TNA realized that they were getting hacked with voter bots.
Ah.
Nothing is foolproof in this world.
No, because until when you fix it, then we just get better fools.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the way they fixed it is they flipped the switch off. Wrestlers' responses were very, very quick. Allow me to quote.
Mm-hmm. I believe I remember that guy saying that live on the air. Yes.
And to
now, what was happening? Were they just putting in like random write-ins, or were we getting like 3 million votes for Kim Jong Il, like the Time Person of the Year vote did?
It's something like that. There were people, you know, since a lot of wrestling fans are tech savvy, and I'm sure a lot of wrestlers are tech savvy. it's not that hard to go find a voter bot. And if the voting system that TNA was using is not checking IPs, vote early and vote often.
Oh, yeah.
This is TNA we're talking about, gang.
Nothing is ever reasonably priced.
I mean, it's a shame because the gut check segments, from what I've seen, are some of the better segments on the two-hour Impact program.
And some of these, there's a bunch of these guys out there that could really stand to be on TV.
Agreed.
And now that this has happened, you know, a lot of them just, you know, blew up on Facebook and said, fuck TNA. You know, we got better things to do. Mm-hmm. So the gut check challenge has been suspended indefinitely, which is corporate speak for we're done. Yeah, we're done. We fucked up. We're done.
Well, there goes my 10,000 hacked votes for Johnny Plinko.
Oh, jeez.
Was he actually? Was he in? What bracket was he in?
Oh, you son of a god!
Well, no, seriously. You know, I know he wasn't in it, but still.
Johnny, only you, Ethan.
Johnny Plinko. I've seen that video. It hurts my brain.
I need brain bleach after it.
We're not playing it, so I can't use it just yet. Shay, your thoughts, or are you still face-palming out there?
I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, I saw it, I thought, great, so you pretty much are saying, screw the independent wrestlers, which are pretty much the ones that are supporting you guys anyways. But, hey, each to their own. I mean, you can always go back to the scandal of Hulk Hogan with Brooke Hogan. Oh, I'm sorry.
And her boobs falling out and so on and so forth.
Yes, I know. It's
You know, if Hogan is the one that flipped the switch, well, I have a rebuttal regarding that. Let's see. Is this the one I want or is it this one? Oh, here we go.
Really? What can you say about him? The guy hasn't really fucking done anything in 30 years, but hey.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's Hogan in a nutshell, ladies
same
and gentlemen.
Same leg drop, you know, same hulking up.
He doesn't even do the leg drop anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yes, it takes too much out of the poor guy.
Now, so that was the epic fail of TNA.
Yes, but then there's the comical one.
Then there's this. Then this happened. Wait,
now we're getting to lol TNA?
Well, this one to me is a ticking time bomb. Because it hasn't happened yet, but it's coming. TNA has signed Hardy to a long-term deal. And people would say, well, that's a big name, and he's all cleaned up. I said, yeah, because he's still taking piss tests, and he's still on probation.
Exactly.
I don't have the information to when his probation is officially up.
Mm. But when it is, that train will never be late, kids.
Exactly.
It's... I don't know why they made... Well, I know why they made the move, but I still don't know why they made the move, if that makes any sense.
No. You understand that they still see him as a draw?
Which he is. Sadly, he is.
No, he's a draw. I won't dispute that. My problem is his history. And this is why. This is, you know, this isn't a never. I don't want to say never say never, but Vince isn't going to take a chance on him right now.
And there were rumors that he may go back to the E, but no, not going to happen. No.
No. If he does, I think they will actually turn him away.
That would be enough to make San Martino say last second, 11th hour, I don't want to be in the Hall of Fame after all.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. If they hire Jeff Hardy, Bruno walks.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
So Hardy's got this shiny, shiny new deal. And once we find out when his probation is up, place your bets how long before he trips over his own 2 feet again.
Let the pigeons loose! Oh, wait. Oh.
Yes, how long will it be before we see another 40-second pay-per-view match?
Main event, no less, yes. Yeah, I mean...
The over-under is 6 weeks.
I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to take the under.
As would I.
Five, probably.
Here's what I think would happen. The day his probation goes up, midnight comes around.
420 somewhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I we joke about this and what have you because of, you know, LOL TNA. But really, to a certain extent, Dixie Carter could be found, although not in a court of law. You could make the case that she's enabling him. She's absolutely enabling him.
Well, yeah, and we still got, you know, and we still got Scott Steiner out there.
Yeah.
Well, trying to get him thrown in jail, but there is no bloody way they're going to be able to prove what he's alleging.
Yeah, I mean, come on, no one can even tell whether it's the real Kurt Angle posting things. I mean, Kurt says he gets hacked every day. He's like, come on.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, everybody who says something wrong gets hacked, Shane. You know this. Yes.
Oh, I know.
So,
I wonder if Hulk Hogan's going to say the same thing.
Sure, well,
he can't because he was an actual interview. Oh, dear.
I'm surprised Hulk Hogan hasn't tweeted his junk by accident, sad to say.
No,
now that's a pain bleach right there, kids.
Damn you, Jim.
Yep.
Damn you, Jim.
Yes, damn me to hell.
Hold still.
This is the part where you do the brain bleach now.
Yeah, I know.
Brain bleach shots for everybody.
Brain bleach!
Tasty.
But anyway, getting back to the indie guys for a second, at least all is not lost with the epic failure of Gut Check. WWE's been doing tryout camps.
That they have.
So they've had a bunch of people. They've had a lot of people show up, and some names have been floating around. Adam Cole, Mike Bennett, Luke Hawks, Samurai Del Sol. These are all guys that do a lot of Ring of Honor, DGUSA, Ricky Reyes. Let's see. They're, you know, the officials, according to WrestleChat, they said that Adam Cole and Luke and this other dude, Smith Big Game James, who was trained under Taz and has been playing around in the NWA circuits, stood out. And they're ones that might get a second look or a bit part on the show. So those are three names to keep an eye out on. Mm-hmm. Oops, where's the other button? Let me see if I can get some more names for that. The tryout was in Tampa.
Hey, so they're really just rubbing it in their face now.
Yeah.
More or less.
Some of the other, well, we got a couple other people. Anybody here remember Gavin, I'm Stan, Kick Me, Spears?
Oh, yeah.
he got another look. Jesse Neal, formerly of TNA. Mm-hmm. Independent wrestler Nathan Banner, who I don't have any real info on, and former NFL player Lorenzo Hood.
Mm-hmm.
So they also had, you know, they had a bunch of people show up. I get a question about Sammy. Sammy was not there. As far as I understood, because he was probably still tangled up in the Gut Check fiasco. So, because Gut Check got dropped midweek, and this training camp, I think, was early in the week. Yeah, the Gut Check thing got dropped like Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if Sammy would have been allowed. Well, then again, this Gut Check was partially televised. Never mind, it's too complicated.
Well, yeah, the way they have their taping schedule and everything.
Right.
I'll say months in advance.
Mm-hmm. So if you are bored and you want to go see TNA, please go visit their website because they are going to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am not going to publicize dates and on sales because they just haven't impressed me. And
that and to be honest, if you go to the arena, you'll probably be hearing a lot of crickets.
Number one. Number two, they're hawking Bellator like WWE hawks tout on Twitter.
Well, because it's all about keeping Big Brother Spike happy.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's fine. They also need to keep Mommy and Daddy Panda happy.
Yes. Funnel in that panda energy, yes.
Speaking of honchos.
Mm.
Anybody remember Bonnie Hammer? I wonder if she can wrestle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's the head of NBC Universal, more or less.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's taken another step up the corporate ladder at NBC Universal and is pretty much in control of the programming. And she's tight with Vince.
Well, now I know who to go to.
Welcome to 4, 5, and 6 hour Raws. Hooray!
No.
Well, I mean, it's better than a Law & Order SVU marathon on a day that ends in Y.
I gotta give them that, Jim.
Yeah, it took me a second. They all end in Y. Oh, well. It's not funny.
Hey, Shane, I realize this probably doesn't affect you guys, because I think you guys get superstars on TV.
The only one... Oh, you mean over our way?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got... I think it's only... Yeah, one or two companies over here that are on Foxtel, apparently, but yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay, because Superstars got dropped from WGN, and it's been run for international markets, so there's a chance that might make it back onto TV. This would also open up other opportunities for other new content. I don't know what else, God knows what Vince is going to cook up at this point, although...
Divas on the Project Runway, that's Lifetime. But you get the idea, something for Bravo. Oh, jeez.
Then, it'd probably be okay, fine. On Bravo, I want the next Diva Superstar with your host, Sarah Del Rey.
Yay!
I'd watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least then we could watch and see that these gals can actually wrestle.
More fighting than the Real Housewives will ever give you, that's for sure.
Well, I realize that's not the reason you guys are going to be watching it.
Yoo-hoo!
Thus...
Yeah.
Let me beg a question, Nikki. Remember all the various original programs that were being bandied about on the borderline defunct WWE network? Now with the NBC Universal, upping of Ms. Hammer, does this mean potentially, some of these offerings come to cable?
There's that opportunity, and I think
I could probably see maybe they do something like that, maybe for the new Esquire channel they're going to have.
Or for, like they bandied about it before, Universal HD, which they have practically a whole night of programming, as is, on Saturday nights.
It's a fuck ton of nothing.
Well, you know.
Remember, you're talking to the guy who works with them.
Oh, well, okay.
A certain extent.
Excuse me, then.
I don't follow Ethan, I'm sorry.
I work for Universal Studios. There you go.
Ah, yes.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I like it.
Okay. So, but yeah, this is the, and if Vince can't talk to her, I'm sure the Evil Doc will not apply his hands, but preferably his verbal skills. God, yeah. There's no clean way to say this. Hunter's going to have to talk to her, too.
Make her an offer she can't refuse, and if not, Katie Vick gets involved, and it's all downhill from here.
No, that's the part when Stephanie walks in and slaps her, so...
trying to relate to the joke of how the king can still not have a prince child, but, No. Hark! I hear an email notification.
I do too.
Not a moment too soon. Already be a winner? No.
Not that account.
Stop this looking at your derp email account, Ethan.
That's right. Sorry.
Now here we go.
It's 20% cooler though.
The one night you can't get the high muck-a-muck, and we could have told him that he could go to WrestleMania next year. What the fuck?
Oh my!
Take that, GM.
GM seems upset about his Super Bowl bet.
Let's see. The Super Bowl. No, he's more upset that when the lights went out that we didn't see Sabu, the Undertaker, or the Shield.
Yeah,
that's about right.
But not all of them went out. That's why.
No, that you're right. Only half of the arena went out. But that's, that's the side they'd have to enter from then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Something addressed directly to me. This is episode 260. Congratulations. Yeah. You might want to do something special with this episode.
I have a couple of ideas. Take this episode, polish it up real nice and shiny. Turn that. Never mind.
Nah. No. I know what you wanted.
Oh. We'll be right back with more news after these messages.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection on the CLW 83 Network.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW, ROH, and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at. CLW83 Network programming is now available on demand through Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com. Download and install the free Stitcher Radio app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, or log into the site via Facebook. Then search for CLW83, and you'll be instantly connected to all of your favorite CLW83 Network programs. The Stitcher Radio app at Stitcher.com. The newest way to tune in to the CLW83 Network, online, on demand, and on the go.
Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking.
ALS doesn't just kill you, it shuts you down, little by little, bit by bit.
It starts small. Maybe it's holding a pencil that gets difficult.
Or getting up from your chair.
Then you find it hard to turn the pages of your book.
Because you can't move your fingers.
Your mind keeps working, but your body doesn't respond.
You won't see it coming, because no one knows where it comes from.
Soon you can't hug your mother or pick up your child.
You won't be able to tie your shoes.
You don't need to tie your shoes because now you can't walk.
You can't eat or shave
or laugh or sing.
First you can't catch the ball, then you can't catch your breath.
ALS doesn't just kill you.
It steals your life, a little bit at a time.
And it doesn't stop until there's nothing left.
Unless we stop it first. Unless we stop it now.
I'm Steve Gleason. Let's put our heads together and find the cure for ALS.
Williamsware is now a part of the CLW83 network and is proud to offer official CLW83 network merchandise. Go to williamsware.clw83.com. Click the CLW83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamsware.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW83 network. Tune in and shop right now.
Hi, this is Steve Bryant, talk show host. You've heard of me, right? Talk show host, a lot of song parodies? Oh, come on, sure you have. Talk show host, does a lot of topical song parodies, not really a liberal, not really a conservative. You know me, Steve Bryant. Okay, well, this is Steve Bryant, and you're listening to the CLW83 Network. I never heard of them either.
Back on the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net, Nikki Heyman with Jim Williams, Shane Beeman, and Ethan Muslin. Now, this has been a very, you know, exciting news week with the whole Bruno situation and the failure of TNA Gut Check, and the fact that we're in the Rumble to Mania corridor. So maybe, you know, I got to think about this. We need another perspective on this. I'm going to take a stop at the guardrail. North American Wrestling Connection, who is this?
Hey, Nikki, David Lanning, how are you?
Dave Lanning, the IWA's walking wounded. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm trying to stay out of trouble. Welcome back, by the way.
How's that working out for you?
This is working a lot better than yours, apparently.
Walking wounded, good point. Do you know what? I'm being held together by scotch tape and staples right now.
Oh. Mm. But that's better than duct tape and prayer.
True.
Mm. So, redneck it is.
There you go. But now that I have you here, we don't agree on much. But you've got to have been mind blown when the news was brought to you that Mr. Sammartino is actually going into the Hall of Fame.
It's crazy to me. I mean, my jaw had to come off the floor once I saw the video graphic, once I heard everything. You know, apparently Triple H flew down himself to Pittsburgh to talk to Bruno Sammartino to convince him to basically bury all hatchets. And I mean, those were some pretty big hatchets. that had to be buried.
Right. We were expecting those to end up between the shoulder blades of Vince McMahon at some point.
Exactly. We never know. It could still happen. I mean, they might need metal detectors in the garden that night just to make sure that Bruno's not carrying something. And the guy's Italian-American. He's probably packing. We know this.
And he's... I don't even think he'd need a weapon. He'd do it with his bare hands. He would do it with his bare hands, and I bet he could still do it. One of the interesting things about it, I read the article that was posted on WWE.com. Yes, I go there once in a while. I have to keep tabs on my Uncle Paul. One of the interesting connections, and I really want your thoughts on this, Dave. The fact that San Martino and Triple H had common ground when it came to the late, great Killer Kowalski. Now, when you have a situation like that, when you're trying to dispel heat with somebody, does that common ground help you?
Well, I mean, it's Triple H's trainer. Obviously, San Martino and Kowalski are from the same era. So when you think about something like that, the two, you know, the way that I see it, what probably happened, and yes, long answer short, it does help. I mean, they probably sat down, they broke bread together, whatever they did, and they probably told stories about good old Walter. I mean, seriously, you know, mm-hmm. Bruno and Kowalski back in the days when it was territories, back in the days when it was competing territories, so to speak.
Right.
Where you didn't have the one big evil entity, the Walmart of professional wrestling, trying to take it all over. They ran the roads together, and then, you know, Bruno looks at a guy like Triple H, and he's like, well, you know, he's got the seal of approval from Walter. He's Kowalski through and through. Triple H respects the old era. Triple H respects what the pioneers have done for the business. San Martino respects someone like that. That's why you've never seen San Martino at a WWF event, but you've seen him at things like Ring of Honor. You've seen him at places like, you know, he's Cauliflower Alley Club.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there through and through because they have the old school connection. Triple H doing this is another step forward in legitimizing Triple H as the heir apparent to Vince McMahon.
And... You know, I really think this is the biggest jewel. This is going to be the biggest jewel in his crown. I can't think of anything bigger right off the top of my head, short of Savage.
Sin Cara was definitely a bigger jewel for Triple H. I mean,
now, that's had a couple of stumbling blocks between the injuries and the wellness violations. That's, you know. That's a turd in the punch bowl, Dave. Sorry.
I'm looking online right now at the Bruno and the Game Tell All the article that you were talking about.
Right.
I'm actually kind of having a look at it, and honestly, it's kind of creepy when you look at the two of them side by side. They've got a picture here of Bruno in his prime,
mm-hmm.
with a picture of Triple H. And it's kind of creepy when you see the two of them. I mean, these guys actually, I know that Triple H always strapped to be the next Ric Flair. But when you think about it, you could have really compared him a lot more to Bruno Sammartino.
Mm-hmm. No, I see what you're saying. And yeah, I think Bruno would have looked better with a beard. That chin just does not stop, does it?
No.
Sorry.
The chin and the nose. I mean, you know, you're looking at the two of them side by side.
Yeah.
It's uncanny. It's kind of creepy.
It is. But it's,
but
you know.
All
this,
the credit in the world to Triple H for doing this.
Exactly. You know, you can, I'm one of his very few defenders, and now I feel 100% justified.
Well, when you think about it, a lot of people along the years have basically said, oh, Triple H is bad for the business because every Raw from 2003 through 2009, 2002, something like that, opened with a 20-minute Triple H promo. And typically, in the DX years, it would close with Triple H and DX doing a beatdown on someone. Mm-hmm. So you had Triple H basically running 40 minutes of a two-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's taken that step back and he's gone behind the scenes and he's actually shown what he's capable of, instead of just cutting a 20-minute long-winded promo,
right,
which you and I would know nothing about, instead of just doing something like that, and he's gotten his chance to show what he's really made of, he's gone from being the game to the true student of the game.
Mm-hmm. And somewhere in the next 5 to 10 years, he will truly be the man. The man, the boss.
I don't even know if it'll be that long. I really don't. I think that something like this, honestly,
uh-huh,
lets Vince have more faith in him than he ever would have. I mean, Vince has been trying to get Bruno Sammartino to do something for how long?
25 years?
Just kind of Triple H slides in. You know, from the stories that I've heard,
mm-hmm,
it was, hey, Pops, let me have a crack at it.
And Vince is
to Pittsburgh. There you mm-hmm go.
Yeah, and Vince is like, go ahead. I gotta go get my hip my hip reattached. Now, you probably did you. I'm gonna jump to another topic that we had some fun laughing at, the whole TNA gut check epic fail. Now, mind you, I only knew three of the guys that were in this debacle: Callahan, Facade, and Chance Profit. Did you knew a couple other people though, didn't you?
Yeah, there were quite a few that were in there that I knew. I mean, you've got some really good guys that were in there. I mean, Lennox Norris was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Tom Morris Lane? He was in there. Mary Elizabeth Monroe, who's a female worker from the Dayton area.
Oh,
crap.
I worked with her at Jimmy's in 09.
Yeah, she was in there. You know, and she blasted out on her Facebook account the other day that she's proud to say that all of her votes were legit, that she was fifth place in her bracket, which, you know, I mean,
that's the nicest thing I've read, because the two or three I've read has been fuck TNA.
It's really been handled like a back alley abortion when you think about it. I mean, there were a lot of prom night dumpster babies coming out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad to look at. I mean, you have guys in there that are definitely deserving of getting a shot at the national spotlight. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
I've said through and through from the beginning, and I've thrown out some ridiculous bets that I would do if we get to the next level on my friend Chance, Joseph Nelson, bracket 14, letter L. If we get him to the next amount of votes, you know,
mm-hmm,
I hate the Cleveland Browns with a passion. I've actually tweeted a picture of me wearing a Browns hat. I hate
right
the Ohio State Buckeyes. I've sent out a picture of me wearing a Buckeye shirt because, you know, people got him up to 2,200 votes.
Right.
Fucking can't stand the Buckeyes. Sorry about my language.
No, French is legal on my show.
Yeah, you know, for all intents and purposes, it was a good idea, but they really screwed the pooch on the thing. I mean, they truly did.
Well, I think it was a technological issue. They didn't want to put out the kale to actually have a proper voting system that tracked IPs.
So you got to kind of catch me up a little bit here. I don't know what's gone on the past 5 days to week or so with this. All that I know is they've shut down the gut check.
They shut it down because there was some problems with the voting. A lot of, I'm guessing, you know, some computer savvy fans and maybe even a few computer savvy wrestlers. I'll get heat for that, but I'm going to take a chance here. We're putting voter bots in.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put someone on the spot here.
Okay.
If you want to hear something really cool about this, I'm going to put my phone on speaker. My girlfriend
right
just walked into the room, and I want you to hear something that she was told about one of her friends. I don't know if she's going to name any names, but you really got to hear this, because this tells you just how much of an abortionate thing this gut check was. So hold on one second. I'm going to put it on speaker.
Okay.
All right. Can you hear?
Yeah, we can. Hey. Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you holding up, dear?
I'm doing fairly well.
Okay. Welcome to my podcast. I do have a few other people here, and you guys can jump in whenever, you know. But I do want to hear what you have to say about the gut check.
Okay, well, I don't want to name any names. I mean, he's been pretty vocal as it is, but it's kind of his story to tell, not mine, if he wants to attach his name to it.
Okay.
But there is an Ohio wrestler in the area who did the TNA gut check, and he pretty much felt from the beginning that it was kind of a farce after having gone through the experience, but when they, you know, put up the voting and all of that, he said, well, why not? I'll go ahead and push for it. So he got it out there, and people voted for him, and then he, you know, he didn't really check up on it. He just kind of figured whoever would vote for him would vote for him, and whoever didn't, it was whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He checked it probably a week ago.
Right.
Or no, it was about a week and a half ago, and he saw how many votes he had and all that, and kind of checked it out. A few days later, he checked it again, and he had less votes than he had had the time before.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, so he pretty much said, screw that. And, I don't know that you can... I don't know that can really be explained, other than, you know, either TNA has someone who's going in there and making sure the votes favor who they want it to favor, or somebody really wants to win and is afraid of somebody who had probably 400 less votes than them.
I'm thinking, in this case, I think it's the first scenario. I interrupted somebody?
Oh, yeah. Let's be fair here. Have you looked at all of the contestants that are in the gut check?
No, but given the massive number, something was going to have to give. Because how many brackets? There were 16 brackets, right?
There were 16 brackets.
And how many people?
I forget how. I mean, I think it was like letters A through F in all of the brackets. So they probably had 20 people in each bracket. I want to say it was about 320 people altogether. You had your guys that definitely do deserve a shot. You had your guys like your Tommaso Ciampa's. You had your guys like Sammy Callahan, who, God love the kid. I remember him when he was like 375, 400 pounds, coming over to my place on New Year's Eve asking to borrow some food. No, Sammy, you can have some food. That's like a promoter saying, hey, can I pay you in Percocet? No, Percocets won't pay my phone bill. You can pay me in money, and then I would like to buy some Percocets from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Chris Candido story that's not mine. But the thing about it is, you had guys that definitely, lack of a better term, deserved a chance, profit. But then you had your guys who...
I see what you did there.
Right? You see that? Then you had your guys that... They're definitely your hot topic heroes.
Yeah.
They're your guys that say, oh, you know what? Daniel Bryan started out in the backyard. I know what I'm going to do. Journeys is having a sale on high top Converse. You know, they go up to my knees. I'm going to go buy some trip pants and a t-shirt, a little bit of black eyeliner, and I'm going to go out on my trampoline, and I'm going to do this. Hey, gut check, I can do that shit for $250, and I can get on TNA, y'all. I mean, seriously, some of the best guys in the brackets that actually needed to be on TV were the referees in the brackets. But, okay. Nikki, one thing that I noticed, there were no managers in there. Why no managers going for it?
Because managers are not as great of a commodity anymore, it seems. And I know better than to go down to a place in Florida that doesn't pay.
Florida sucks anyway.
So I personally did, you know, I was like, nope, nope. I already know how this is going to happen. If I move all my crap back down there, and I speak from experience, I lived in Orlando for 10 years.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I really do. Yeah, the government thought I had 4 jobs and I still couldn't pay my bills. So I was doing at least 3 of them anyway. But to that, you know, that's just very disappointing. It's ridiculous.
I think it was weird how with this gut check challenge, and I will admit, you know, there definitely was a glitch in the system. Mm-hmm. I can tell by looking at some of it, and I didn't get on there every day like a lot of my friends did, just to kind of check on people that we knew and do that kind of thing. But I did find it kind of odd that there was one guy in one of the brackets that was on a cowboy gimmick, and honestly, he looked like, he looked like a fat Husky Harris with a cowboy hat and a t-shirt on. Actually, he looked like if Kevin Steen ate Husky Harris.
Oh, good God. So he looked like one of the Russians.
Boom! All of a sudden, he's up to 10,000 votes. And, you know...
Shady.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was something going on with it. I mean, I don't know if he had, like, you know... if he knew someone that had Pat Patterson syndrome and this guy had a hurricane in the back of his throat or something, but, you know, it was definitely kind of odd. I mean, the guys that you saw on the, and plus, who wants to take something like the gut check challenge? Who wants to go 2 months entirely? I mean, that was entirely too long.
Number one. Number two, there was way too many people involved. And number three, we all should have seen this coming because every time they would do a traveling gut check,
mm-hmm.
I don't think
it was $250.
Number one. Number two, half of them would get canceled due to lack of participation or lack of funds on their end.
Well, you might know Matt Mason from the area here.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt went and did one of the gut checks in... I think it was like Toledo or maybe the other end of the state. Maybe it was It was Troy, Ohio. Matt went and did one of the gut checks in Troy.
Okay.
And
I've been to that. I've been to that facility. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said that it was actually, you know, poorly ran. And the worst part about some of the guys from around here,
mm-hmm.
they already kind of have an in, you know, especially the guys like Matt, they already have an in because they helped with the training of Madison Rain.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you want to, you know, say something like that can help you get an in, but honestly, they can get some kind of a look. And you know, Matt Mason's a good dude. He does have a good physique, he's got a good look, and he can work. And I'll give Matt all the utmost respect because Matt had a pretty severe shoulder injury and bicep tear, same as me, and Matt came back really strong. You know, I mean, good for Matt. I know how hard it
all right.
The guys that truly believed in this kind of stuff, the guys that really deserved a shot, got the shaft. And they kind of got the balls to go with it, so to speak.
There you go. I've got a question from the panel. Brooklyn, New York, hello.
Hello, hello. David, how you doing?
Good, how are you, my friend?
Good. Listen, this whole gut check thing, it's more of a comment. As someone who enters, believe it or not, contests and sweepstakes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This whole bot vote buying vote thing is not a surprise to me. I think this is the epic fail on the IT side because there are hundreds of thousands of places where you could get clean Facebook votes, clean computer votes, and all this sort of stuff. So this was going to be a cluster from moment one. you know?
Right, right.
So I'm just saying, how do you think TNA is going to recover from this? And I'll just listen to the rest of it.
How do I think TNA will recover from this?
Excuse me.
Man, it's like he just handed me a smoking gun. How does TNA recover from anything? I mean, I don't know, put the X Division belt on AJ Styles because he seems to be the reset button on that. Oh, and here's another funny thing about the gut check. Do you know who was leading in votes in one of the brackets?
Who?
A former TNA employee, Chase Stevens.
Okay.
What do you say to that?
That you've thoroughly hurt my brain, sir. So I think we're gonna call it here. Now, if you've got anything to promote, then I'm gonna have to cut you loose. But you got anything to? I'll let you shill.
You know, if they ever do bring back the abortion that is the gut check, all that I want to do is tell everybody TNA needs a chance, folks. Get Chance Profit on there. I mean, the guy's been working for 14 years. He works his ass off. If the NWA meant anything other than with attitude at this point, then Chance should be the NWA champion. He truly should be because he's one of the last remaining guys that actually cares about those three letters. He really is. The NWA has screwed him from day one. They should have put the title on him instead of putting it on Evan Courageous or Tokyo Monster Cahagas or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Oh, jeez. So
it's not Evan, but it's this Cahagas guy. But seriously,
I just said Evan Courageous. I'm like, holy crap. You know, I thought he went back to soap operas.
I think he caught an STD from Missy Hyatt or something. I don't know. But seriously, everybody get out there, check out Chance Profit's work. And when they roll this gut check thing back out, take a look at him and promote the hell out of him because this guy actually does deserve a chance. The other guy that's in there that really, really deserves it is Sami Callihan. But I get the feeling that, honestly, Sammy's got some bigger and better things in store for him.
Bingo. So,
so Nikki, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ann. Who else did we speak to tonight? I'm sorry, I didn't catch her name.
Andrea, hello.
Andrea, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's some big insights that we needed on this gut check. Of course, we were still just pointing and laughing at them. I'd rather see a bunch of wrestlers with barbed wire folding chairs go down there and tell them exactly how they feel about the gut check.
By the way, the guy she was talking about, his name's Tyson Tomko.
No, out. That does it. Out, 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 out. Out with you, Mr. Lanning, but thank you for coming by.
Thanks. We'll talk soon.
You got it. Get out of here.
Later.
David Lanning, ladies and gentlemen, and now we can get back to some of our work, and we have a new face at the table. Brian, what did you bring?
I'm sorry, hold on. I'm sorry, I was eating dinner.
What you eating tonight?
You guys know a good wine to pair with crow?
Pinot Gris.
Well, that's good. I don't drink anyway, so that's all right. It's kind of stringy. I'll just order chicken next time.
There you go. But since I'm sure I know why you have been served properly braised crow.
Yep. Because it was on this radio program not 3 weeks ago when I happened to make mention that Bruno Sammartino would not get in the Hall of Fame until Vince McMahon was a moldering in the grave. I am happy to say I was dead wrong.
And to this you owe the evil boss, Dr. Leviskew, a debt of gratitude.
Amen. You know what? No, I'm not going to call him the evil doc anymore. To me, he is no longer evil. If he can get Bruno Sammartino, who has for 30 years wished death almost upon Vince McMahon, to not only agree to be in the Hall of Fame, but to agree to be on a DVD and do some other stuff and actually work with the company, he deserves more than a debt of gratitude. He deserves a standing ovation.
Oh, he'll get it. He'll get it, because he's one of only two people we could think of that will induct Bruno. If it's not him, it's going to be, what'd you guys say, George the Animal Steel? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I was thinking George the Animal Steel.
Because okay. You and I know it's not going to be Larry Zbyszko.
No.
No.
But now that you're here, I can talk about a couple of other things, too. We haven't even gotten to Raw yet.
Oh.
No, because, well, first of all, we've been holy shitting over Sammartino.
Uh-huh.
We then had our discussion about the TNA gut check, and it ended something like this.
That's pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then we found out that they've signed Jeff Hardy to a long-term deal, which is almost as amusing. I don't have a proper button for that.
Now, to be fair, his behavior has gotten a whole lot better.
Yes. Because he has to pee in a cup almost every show, and he's still on probation. What happens when the probation officer goes away?
I don't know what to tell you there.
Okay. See, that's what we're worried about. There's a ticking time bomb in this. You know, I want to be wrong about that. I honestly, honest to God, guys, I want to be wrong. And I know you guys want to be wrong on this, too.
Yeah.
I'd like to be wrong, but, you know, nature has its way of proving me wrong fairly often.
Yeah. Shane, wake up.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. So, Mr. Beeman, I must ask you a question.
Okay.
Would you buy Cody Rhodes' new shirt?
Are we talking about the same shirt that's got a bigger mustache than he's got right now?
A lot of people can have bigger mustaches than Cody Rhodes.
I not really know. I don't really like the design of it, but hey, to each their own. I'm not discouraging people to not buy it.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, what I was going to say, well, I was going to elaborate more with Cody, the fact that he has stepped away from the tag team scene and is making a fuss of trying to get into the chamber, even though he's never been a world heavyweight champion per Booker T stipulations. You think they're going to find a way to squeeze him in there anyway?
Is that a question directed at me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would personally like to see Cody Rhodes in there. I think that whole former world heavyweight champions being in the chamber thing has been done before, so Why not put him in there? There's now two spots left. I have a feeling Cody's going to get one of those spots. Same with Jack Swagger.
Because at this point it's Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, Mark Henry. Kane is not going in just because of the cracks in the armor that is Team Hell No.
Aww.
Now, Ethan, what's fun about it though is I'm still enjoying the banter to the point
I'm enjoying it too. You hate to see the inevitable happen though.
I know. I don't want them to break up because there's still gold, but you've got to find that there's that fine balance when, you know, I'm not ready to see them break up, but I am easily amused by their antics, including their friendship lesson on Monday.
Speaking of which, one of my favorite websites, you and I know it, is barbershopwindow.com.
Okay.
They have a brand new shirt that they're selling.
Link me, sir.
I'll show it to you. Well, gosh, it's not, I can't find it. I think they sold out of it already, but it said it's the Shelby School of Anger Management.
Oh, I needed one of those.
Let's see here. I'll send you the link. Hold on.
But yeah, the cracks are starting to show. But if Team Hell No breaks up, but Rhodes Scholars has broke up, Ethan, who the hell are we going to give these belts to?
Oh, you know, I have a horrible, horrible feeling. Unlike Brock Lesnar, who has another feeling, and it's probably going to go to the colognes again.
I don't know. Not to Los Luchadores?
No. They'll compete for it, but they've got to have more eye candy than just Rosa Mendez.
No, I'm not talking about Primo and Epico. I'm talking about Mysterio and Sin Cara.
No, Sin Talon is not going to get a belt.
Okay. Brian, you were going to say something?
Shane came up with a great idea. How about give it to the Shield?
That could happen.
And the thing is, with the Shield, they could utilize the now iconic Freebird rule.
We're coming up on 7 years on that, because it was last used by the Spirit Squad. So, Shane, give me a scenario.
I have no idea. Probably after this match with after Elimination Chamber's all done. Which hopefully Shield get over in the match. They just give up on facing the top guys, and with Team Hell No obviously cracking, there'll be the Shield versus two members of the Shield versus Team Hell No at WrestleMania for the belts.
Okay. Because they are currently occupied in what is probably going to be an ugly, steaming pile of squash when those three get run over by Ryback, Sheamus, and Super Cena.
I've actually been hearing rumors that maybe another member of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be debuting soon, so I don't know.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. needs a hero! Wait. I like
he's,
the idea.
Hey, now he's never. But now here's the thing: if they do get a hero, he's got to be strong, and he's got to be fresh for the fight.
Although right now he might be on the shelf briefly because he got his face busted up by Xavier Woods and lost about 6 teeth.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Cassius Ohno, our hero. There's some pictures out there where he got kicked in the mouth and lost about a half a dozen teeth.
Son of a bitch! Oh.
French is legal, man. There's already been a ton of F-bombs here.
I don't cuss that often.
But yeah, it wasn't pretty.
And you can literally see the referee holding, or the doctor holding the teeth in his hand.
And some of the teeth were broken. He got hit so hard.
Yowza.
Ow.
He'll be spending a lot of time in the dentist.
Yeah. This is not the kind of bridge I want to see in wrestling. Give me an old-fashioned IPW suplex bridge for a pin. Anyway, sorry. But
I've had enough dental work done in my life that when I hear about this happening to someone's teeth, I start getting yee.
And just having gone some through myself, yeah. Getting back to the tag team belts, we do have that new tag team that's been put together, the Hip Hop Hippos.
Yeah,
after seeing the ones that are worth millions of dollars, or maybe millions of yen.
I'm going with millions of yen and millions of bling and the Funkadactyls. Because Brodus and Tensai, it's amusing. And I remember the original Hip Hop Hippo when Mr. Tensai was tagging with Scotty Too Hottie.
Oh, yeah.
So if this is anything to get Mr. Albert to put a shirt on, I'm all for it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would throw the tag team titles at him right away.
No, they'll compete for it though, but you got to give it to an established team. It'll probably go to either the Colognes or the Primetime Players.
I think the Primetime Players are have been able to prove themselves. I think that they're probably the ones that are going to get the shot. They seem to be one of the other tag teams that get a lot of TV time in singles and in tag action.
Well, yeah. Well, of course you are when you've got someone who looks like the Brown equivalent of John Cena.
And Titus O'Neil.
That of course being Darren Young.
Well, yeah, and then Titus O'Neil, who is, you know, practically is a partial reincarnation of Booker T because his arms and legs just go on forever. I'm serious. That man could tag in from halfway across the ring.
With his and the immortal as Brodus Clay said, boom, match just happened.
So there's all that out there. I have to deal with that. And you mentioned Lesnar, and Lesnar did me a favor and killed Miz. But it also has set up a wonderful opportunity that I want Lesnar versus Ryback in a couch throwing match.
You know, here's my thing. Does WWE buy their furniture in bulk?
They probably
get it at Big Lots or something, because that stuff's probably cheap.
And if it doesn't get broken, they take it with them. They don't throw anything away.
Except for $500 million, but here's counting.
Yeah, the way Lesnar dealt out that F5, it looked like he almost broke that couch accidentally.
Well, the way they landed, he almost broke Miz.
Yeah.
Legit, because they almost
that had to be a couple inches away from him hitting the frame.
And I was like, oh. And you know, I'm not dogging Lesnar, but he has not had all, you know, obviously he hasn't been in the ring as much. And you know, I'm worried that he is going to injure somebody. Legit.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did I have on here? Well, you know, we've postulated that there might be another member of the Shield. It will not be Brad Maddox.
Yeah.
As Brad Maddox got his see ya bye beat down.
Yeah.
For being a snitch, but oh well.
Then he deserved the beating. Oh wait.
Oh. No.
What?
I'll just shut up.
No. Please elaborate.
No. You gotta be the. I'm not one who's all for the whole snitches get stitches bull crap.
Eh. I'm at the point that I'm still worried that Uncle Paul's trying to frame me for that video.
I was just about ready when I heard. Punk's promo, I was just waiting to hear this. When I heard, that's not Paul Heyman, that's blank, I'm like, okay, is he going to drop it? Alas, did not come to be.
No, I had my fingers crossed, though. let's see. Oh, that was the other fun thing. We've been joking about TNA's computer fails. WWE had a Raw Active fail Monday night.
Oh, really?
They were trying to get Punk Orton for their Raw Active match. And nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
We've seen that already. We're bored.
Yeah. Give us, you know, we got a WrestleMania rematch out of it. We got Punk Jericho.
Only now the roles are reversed.
Yes, but the winners, the fan base.
Amen.
Yeah.
But backstage, you're looking at the votes going, yeah? You don't want to see Punk and Orton?
No. Again?
Yeah. But it did end up working in their favor because it was a surprise to them, but they still got something really good out of it.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And it was, according to some people, a match that was better than their actual WrestleMania match. So
I'd have to flip a coin, but then again, I could watch those two wrestle every week and not get bored. Who's getting killed?
Yeah.
sorry about that. Just hang on 1 second.
Dude, look, I know Australia is a rough country, but dadgum.
I was gonna say, remember,
they have to keep fighting off those urban wild turkeys,
and they have to deal with the horses and the rabbits and a few other.
See a man about a wallaby,
something like that.
And dingoes could eat your baby.
No, I apologize for that. That is people watching a movie.
Oh, okay. I thought a fight broke out in your living room.
Well, technically it did, just on the TV.
Kids not wave around the world.
Yes. We've also gotten a lot of non-wrestling pre-taped combat regarding the Big Show and Alberto Del Rio.
Which I am digging, by the way.
Ethan, what did you think of the hotel bit?
It went a little long, but it worked out well. We were waiting for when Room Savers came in, we were waiting for Del Rio to be under the tray, but it's like, oh, okay, no, he actually had to eat because apparently, well, no, I'm not one to make the fat jokes.
Please, no.
Because later. Yeah.
It's because like, what?
Hold on, what was that?
He had to eat because later he was going to poop. Like in that movie.
Oh, yeah, like in that movie with the Big Show.
Oh, jeez. Actually, you know, since he wasn't under the table, I was wondering if the dinner was going to be spiked.
Yeah.
Oh, like but, it'd be like with roofies or something.
Yeah.
It
ended up just being a he's behind me, isn't he moment.
Yeah. No, Brian, what I was thinking of was Eddie Guerrero and the tainted burritos that he gave Big Show in their feud.
Speaking of when the Big Show pooped.
Exactly. Here we go. But we got the Eddie Guerrero joke on SmackDown when Del Rio showed up and, you know, and stole all the wheels off of Big Show's bus. And I wasn't listening close enough. I was wondering if there was an Eddie chant. I would have started chanting Eddie if I was in the audience, because that was an Eddie Guerrero moment to me.
I always loved, I get it was kind of politically incorrect. I loved the lie, cheat, steal gimmick they did.
And I still think they lean in that general direction, and that's just something that the writers keep doing.
Yeah, because they're really trying to make Alberto Del Rio the new Mexican hero. Sort of like Eddie was made out in 2000, what was it, 2003?
Three or four.
Sorry, we've 2004. Thank you. No way out.
Now, because all I can remember was they was on that DVD they did about it, and Eddie said he loved it. He said, "We lie, we cheat, and steal. At least we're honest about it."
I loved those vignettes. I was at the show with the trophy on the. No, I wasn't at the trophy unveiling. Oh. I was at the one where Eddie was going to steal the limo. and he didn't get the limo, but he got JBL's hat, and then he ran around the ring and held it out, and everybody was pouring stuff in it, spitting in it, and then he threw the hat into the crowd.
You know, I remember that whole thing because when he finally did steal the limo, and there's JBL in the back going, "Hey, drive, hey, como esta usted, andale," just being so obnoxious, and going, "Hey, man,
we're going for a ride.
This will be better than Disneyland. It was hydraulics on this thing, man."
It's
and
just,
he beat that poor limo to death.
This is where some of that money actually... This is where they lose the money. But they rent these cars, so the rental insurance covers it. Oh. I think I'm putting people to sleep at this point.
I'm okay.
Okay. Ah, yes, that was the other. We've mentioned Mark Henry. He has been away for, the show said, 8 or 9 months, and now he's back and he's pissed off.
No, he's pissed off because somebody already polished off the buffet.
I give props to the new shirt. I love the pretzel tied barbell. That's awesome. I want to see him do it though. I want to see if he can actually do it.
You'd have to get Tony Atlas in on it again.
No. Mark needs somebody with him so that they can start doing World's Strongest Man bets again.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Ted Arcidi out of work right now?
Is Ted Arcidi still around?
Well, no. I don't know about that, but I know Bill Kazmaier is.
Okay.
He still calls the World's Strongest Man tournaments for ESPN.
Wow. I was going to say the other thing we could do is if Farouk is bored, he can come back and do a pseudo-APA thing, like they were doing with the original Feats of Strength thing, where he would go around and take bets from everybody in the locker room to see if, you know, Mark Henry could fold a frying pan or pick a car, you know, pick up the back end of a car. I'd like to see
I remember
again.
That. I remember that.
Yeah. So. But we don't have too much else to go through. Does anyone have anything else they can think of that we need to talk?
Not much that I can think of off the bat.
Okay. Karaoke request in the chat, Ethan.
No.
Okay. I think we can go ahead and call this a show. So before we call it a night entirely, Ethan, do you have anything to promote?
Yes, I would like to promote two things. First of all, this coming, not this weekend, but the weekend next, I will be at LAX doing a board game convention called OrcCon. This will be our third year that we're starting off, and coming up on Friday, yours truly will be hosting The Price is Right.
Yes.
Which will be a lot of fun.
Oh, awesome. I want video.
Oh, we'll probably get video some way, somehow, in some form. Okay. But also, coming up later here on CLW83 will be the return of Red State, Blue State. We'll be kicking off Season 2 with a variable seasonal amount of topics. We'll be talking about a manhunt currently in progress here in Southern California, the reasonable effects therein for that, some other things affecting the nation as a whole as well.
All right. Brian, do you have anything to promote?
Yes, I do. I would like to promote very quickly, if you're on YouTube, there's a TV show that I've been watching for a couple of years that you haven't had the chance to watch it yet, it's called Room 101. It's from England, and the episodes are readily available on various websites. It's one of the best shows ever made, in my opinion. Basically, you got these people who sit around debating the worst of everything in different categories. And it is extremely funny. If you can get a chance to watch it, you need to check it out. And also, not longer from now, maybe in a few months, myself and the incomparable Mr. Block will be doing Pixel Nation Season 2.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, very soon. Very, very soon.
And to touch on Room 101, that is the inspiration for our special room that we like to throw stuff in. So, quick round of votes. TNA gut check.
Waffle.
Whether we want it back or keep it buried.
No, I want to throw it. I want to throw it in Room 101.
The concept is right, but the execution was blah. I'm gonna say no.
Actually, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hold. Okay. We'll table it. But if it turns out they don't start it up in the next few months, I'm going to bring it back up because okay. I think it.
All right.
I would say fair? At this point, dangle it over the opening, on a string. A very delicate tethered string.
There you go. Shane, did you have anything to promote? And I apologize that I have not had you participate as much in the show.
No, that's fine. I don't have anything to promote.
Okay. Mr. Williams, you had opened your mic. Did you have something to promote?
Just on behalf of People Power, I mean the network. Everybody do the clap like Cyrus. The network! Yes! No. CLW83, that is. You can listen to our podcast now via Stitcher. And you may have heard a little advertisement with my cheesy voiceover guy voice. Talking about...
So your regular voice?
Thanks a lot, Ethan. You're really helping the cause, my friend. Really helping cause. No, seriously. If you can go on to Stitcher.com, STITCHER.com, and you can listen live or on demand, I should say, just by signing in with your Facebook account, free, safe, what have you. And if you have an Android device, an iPad, an iPhone, an iPod, you can download the app. It's free to download. Just search for CLW83 and you'll find, via an RSS feed, a whole host of our podcasts, our most recent podcasts, and you can listen on demand. And what's cool, and I learned this today in experimenting with the app, you can, install the app. You install the app, you go, you search for it, you play your program. Say you have to go and do something a little bit later on. You take the app off and whatnot. You bring it back up, you bring the episode back up, it leaves off where you paused. So, kind of a cool little thing there. So check it out at Stitcher.com. Just one more way, we at the CLW83 Network want you to tune in online, on demand, and on the go. Smirk.
So Jim took the words out of my mouth because this is the show I promote, and I am so proud that we are expanding to Stitcher. Mm-hmm. And I hope that our listeners will tell a friend, tell a phone, tell a wrestler. Get out there.
If you promise to tell a friend so we can get some word of mouth advertising, I cannot promise you a Dial-O-Matic food slicer, but I know somebody who knows somebody who knows Ron Popeil, so you never know.
Jim?
Yes?
Pony.
Thank you for joining us on the North American Wrestling Connection. Good night.
you have any questions or comments about this podcast, please submit them to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.